Hey guys, how's it going? We're just gonna be complete idiots. Joe, cheers.
Cheers.
Ready? It gets really sour after a while. It kind of burns your nose a bit. Oh. Yep, Riley's feeling it. And there's Joe.
Fuck me. Why did I agree?
What?
Hey, I did it first. You guys just weren't watching. I know. It's fun, isn't it? Joe's just still munching.
Want some lemonade? I think we broke Shane.
Welcome to the Bearded Banter Podcast, where we'll discuss everything gaming. So sit on back and listen up. Get your headphones ready, we're gonna discuss video games, it's gonna be fun. A quiz on time for everyone. Wow.
And welcome to episode 32 of Bearded Banter, the gaming podcast, where we're going to try something a little different today. I'm your host, the Bearded One. With me is my co-host, Random Richard, as always.
How's it going, my niggas?
And what...
Should we... I'm not really sure you can say that.
Motherfucker.
I didn't say the whole word.
No, you didn't. You didn't, Ellie. And with us is our very special guest and best friend, Joe Hayes.
He's been on peoples of the BGN world.
It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
It's just been a long time. But, so we're going to try something a little different with Banter today. Usually we talk about gaming stuff. But, since we're all together today and Joe wanted to work on a little something, basically today's Banter is going to be a behind-the-scenes, it's going to be a behind-the-scenes audio documentary of the creative process in writing the script for our short film that we have in the works. So basically, this entire episode is just going to be us brainstorming ideas.
Should I get a notepad or something?
It's going to be you should probably get something to write with.
Alright.
But,
hold up.
Okay, so Riley.
What's up?
We haven't really filled you in on this. So, it's a sequel to 2200.
Which is a film we've made
earlier. We did. We made it for school about a year or two ago. And it was about this guy who went into the future, and he was documenting how the future world was, and the future world went to shit. Basically, the higher class took over, and they exiled the lower class out into, like, the marshlands and shit. Basically, the high class ruled, and they lived in the cities, and they banished all the poor people out to, like, the forests and the swamps and all that.
With all the magical fairies.
The epidemic didn't exactly help either.
No.
Nah. Those never helped, do they?
So yeah, what do we have for this sequel so far? We have that, well, the main character died at the end of the first one. Spoilers. No one's ever seen it, but spoilers. So the main character dies, and then...
Or at least that's what they thought.
That's what they thought. And then his best friend investigates his supposed death. And that's the documentary side. It's basically going to be half documentary, half, like, action film.
Yeah, it's... Basically what happened in the first one was The first one is a documentary that was the found footage from the wreckage of the car crash, because he died in a car crash.
He died in a car crash like
and
a week later.
So his
suspiciously.
The main character's friend, per se, found this footage and he turned it into a documentary, which is 2200, A Look into the Future.
And then the sequel. The documentary part of the sequel follows the best friend's investigation into his friend's death. And then, in the other part of the film, which is, like, an action film, basically, the main character from the first film didn't die. He faked his death, and he went back into the future. Get it? I didn't even try.
That was, like, consequential.
We're not stealing
here, we swear.
But, yeah, he went back to the future.
It's only stealing if they find out.
He went back to the future, and he goes, like, 50 years past where he went the first time.
So, like,
2250.
Wait, 2020, was it?
It was 2200.
2200.
2200. And then he goes, like, 50 years past that, so, like, 2250.
Okay.
And, basically, society's, like, at the brink of collapse. Basically, like, the war... Basically, like...
Hunger Games.
A war has started. A full-out militia.
Yeah, a war has started between the two classes.
Guerrilla warfare,
yeah.
Basically.
The lower class, the exiles, basically had enough, and they revolted against the higher class, and that basically started a civil war. And,
civil wars are always the best.
Yeah. But, so basically what we got so far is the main character goes back into the future, and then he meets up with all the characters that were from the first film, except they're, like, a lot older. And they're, like, on the front lines, they're, like, building up this army to fight the higher class, basically the rulers.
A lot more ragged, a lot of them are, you know, old, looking at suicide by the end of this war, and
yeah,
I'm not sure if they're gonna make it through. It gets pretty serious, it's not gonna be as funny as the first one.
Although there's gonna be some jokes.
Yeah, and I had the idea to,
Shane had this really cool idea.
I know it's not really original, but I had an idea to involve the Soviet Union in some way.
Okay.
Basically, what I had this idea where basically the entire movement, the exile movement of the lower class, was brought about by a reformed Soviet Union.
Which is, you can kind of, you know, there's a whole new Cold War going on right now with Syria and Russia.
Because they had watched his friend's film and they're like, we should get our hands on this time machine.
And basically, yeah. Yeah, so basically, back in the present timeline, the best friend of the main character releases the documentary, and it gets, like, worldwide, it gets, like, global attention. And then,
gets a lot of awards for it.
Yeah. And then secret members of the reformed Soviet Union, which isn't public yet, see the film, and then they realize that they have to start an operation to locate and use the time machine to their advantage. Eventually they do, which leads to the events in the future where the entire world is in collapse.
Swag. Okay.
And,
oh, guys, random shout out to this jelly bean that has a boner.
We're not...
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
God. But, also, I had an idea, and Joe, let me know what you think of this. So there was a character, I'm explaining for, like, the viewers. There was a character in the first film, his name was Bill Goldberg.
Played by me.
Played by Rayleigh.
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 Oh my god.
Man, my brain just showed up.
In all fairness, I had a Cambodian teacher pronounce my name Wrigley once.
Wow. But yeah, Bill...
And Joe cried right now.
But yeah,
Wrigley, shut up.
How do you fucking mispronounce that?
Shh, it's okay. But, so yeah, played by Rayleigh, Bill Goldberg,
he spoke French, though.
He was a French Canadian.
Yes.
And,
can I speak English in this one?
Yes.
Because, like, I don't want to speak
French. Because that's the angle.
Okay, here's my idea. So in the first film, Goldberg mysteriously vanished. No one knew where he went, no one knew what had happened to him.
He's probably dead.
And this...
Yeah.
That's what the characters in the first film thought. They were like, he's probably dead.
Okay.
Here's my idea. In the sequel... We learn what happened to Goldberg. He was kidnapped by the Soviet Union and turned into a Russian spy.
So I be a Russian spy?
And also,
you change allegiances a lot.
So basically, members of the secret Soviet Union in the future kidnap Goldberg, and they put him through almost like a Captain America super soldier kind of program.
You got
they
fired, didn't you?
Yeah. They basically turn him into a super soldier. While at the same time, they train him to be a sleeper spy.
Fucking hey.
So basically, after this, he becomes like a roided freak. Well, we'll see when we actually make this if we can, you know, get some like practical effects to make you look big.
Are you saying I'm not buff, you fuck?
No, I'm just saying you're skinny.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I'd rather be skinny.
It's just you don't have any muscle there.
But yeah.
Well, this arm is slightly weaker than this arm.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course, that's the right arm.
Yeah, especially the wrist. I'm good for the wrist.
Okay, back to the story.
Future. But, so yeah. In the future, the secret Soviets kidnap Goldberg. They turn him into a super soldier for Russia. And then they... After they've injected him with the super serum to turn him into a super soldier, they train him to be a Russian spy. And then after that, they cryo-freeze him. They cryo-freeze him until they need it.
It's like Walt Disney.
Shut up.
You want a pillow there, dude?
So they cryo-freeze Goldberg until they need him. And then,
So now he's even more crazy.
When my character goes back into the future and basically builds an army for the lower class, the exiles, basically the Soviets unfreeze Goldberg, and he basically just goes roughshod all over.
So I'm gonna be a fucking nutbag.
You're gonna be a fucking tank.
That thing is old.
But yeah, that was my idea. What do you think?
I actually like that idea. I'm sure
we can do it
a lot later.
It would make a lot of sense given like Goldberg's fate in the first one.
Yeah, since we just sort of
wrote him out
as and he had to leave, so we just had to kill his character off. Which happened a lot because it was a school project and
people's schedules.
We had a time constraint to it.
Yeah.
And also a budget. So.
A
budget of $0.
Yeah.
The best kind.
But yeah, Joe mentioned, we should work on it with Riley. And I totally thought of that idea. It makes perfect sense.
Because I fucked up.
Yeah. It's like, you had to go. We had to kill off your character. Now we have a reason. Now we have, like, an explanation for your disappearance.
And really, all I had to do was just go to a concert.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my idea.
You know what?
I'm
fucking cool with this. Who wants the jelly bean with the boner?
Awesome.
Shane's used to sucking on little things. Hey, we should give Joe a nickname for this channel.
I thought it was Cool Haze.
Cool Haze, I think?
So, I don't know.
It's been a while. I think the last episode you were on.
Creative.
I think the last episode you were on was like last summer. Remember when we did the gameplay with it?
Yeah.
That was the last time you were on.
Yep.
It's been a while.
It has.
But yeah.
It's been a while.
Anyway. Shut up. But that was my idea.
That's cool.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm fucking digging this shit. Let's do it.
So yeah, let's brainstorm then.
Okay.
What else can we come up with?
Where's my pencil?
Well, a lot of the stuff that I have been thinking about is less script wise and more production wise. Like,
how are we going to do this?
How are we going to do this? Yeah.
Yeah, that's something we got to think about.
We're going. That's why I was almost kind of serious about the whole Indiegogo thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like
you were going to judge our reactions.
Yeah. But we need obviously.
We gotta be able to pitch it though.
We gotta be able to pitch it. We gotta find a director. We gotta find a producer somehow. One of us could be the producer, I guess.
We can all be like Odd Job Jack and just have like
roles. And the thing is with that though is I've always found that when I try to direct and act at the same time, it gets complicated. So I think with this, I don't want to have that much
freedom.
I don't want to have that much involvement in the direction.
Yeah, but I think
I just want to be able to be a writer. I can have my name on as co-writer, and
I think the I think the whole directing and acting at the same time problem was pretty apparent this semester.
Yeah,
you
with
guys,
the film you worked on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was it probably a lot worse than what we had to deal with in media in grade 12?
Well, it's a lot more professional now.
Which
there's, like,
good.
An entire fucking crew now.
Yeah, you actually have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
But, yeah.
I wouldn't mind checking it out.
But, anyways, back to 2020. That's pretty much what I've been thinking about. What about you guys? Maybe not you, Riley.
The major thing I would thought of was the whole Goldberg scenario. Just, like, an explanation for his disappearance. That's the main thing I've thought of.
So,
yeah.
Will the other characters, like the ones Flynn, Ryan, they played, will they come back?
Well, Flynn's character's officially dead.
Yeah,
we officially killed him.
Yeah, he's actually
dead.
That's
right.
Okay. Now, Cletus we could bring back with Ryan.
Do you still talk to Ryan?
Every now and then, yeah.
I think we should bring him back.
The character of Cletus could come back, yeah. He could be our crazy berserker soldier guy.
Nope. There was
the Trevor Phillips.
Eli. There was Goldberg. There was old man Williger,
who died.
Yeah.
Who unfortunately we had to kill off due to circumstance.
He tripped down the stairs.
And then,
because of the
he
balls
did,
on
he
his
tripped
feet.
Down like three stairs.
there's Joe's laugh.
I think we need to, whoever's listening to this, we need to somehow put this the first one on the internet, so
I actually
put the link in the description so people can actually watch this shit and understand what we're talking about.
Is it on YouTube?
No.
I
never uploaded it.
You gave me a copy of it. I still have it.
I still have it.
Okay.
I've kept all my films on Man of
Days. I have it on here in case you guys want to watch it again.
Oh, man.
We should upload it sometime.
Yeah. But,
to BGN or your personal channels?
We could just put it to BGN, like, just because we're talking, you know. But, yeah.
We could.
But, yeah, so, mainly we got to think about was that we got to get, we got to try and find people to be our, in the army. Because if we only have, like, one or two or three people.
Yeah, we need an army.
Make any sense. We need a couple more.
We need extras.
We need extras, but we also need, I also want to have a couple more, new, sort of, like,
new characters
that are just like show up from time to time, like they're supporting characters.
I'm sure,
like,
Boris would be happy to do one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like we could, he could be a captain in the militia or something on the side, the rebelling side.
He could be a soldier because he has the build for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
really
talking about like he could also because I know that.
Why are you looking at it?
I don't know. That's just where my eyes ended up. But this, because obviously with Eli, he's always had the sort of leading thing, and I want you know how in the first one we sort of passed over the whole thing, like he has a daughter in Parliament on the other side. He like she doesn't know. About him.
I remember that, yeah.
She doesn't know about him.
She should. Oh my god.
I want to.
I never even thought of that.
I want to emphasize more on that. With that, she doesn't know him, right? And, like, she's fighting against him, and it's really painful for Eli, like, emotionally. So that.
Okay.
That is. He's always had conflicting feelings.
No, I can't, I don't exactly remember the whole details with the daughter. Was she taken from a really young age, or was her memory wiped?
She...
Or both.
She was really young age. She was just a baby.
Okay.
So, yeah. So she doesn't know about Eli being her father. She doesn't know that he's her father. She doesn't know about him. But, like, she's fighting for the opposite side, right? I mean, she's not fighting. She's making... She's at the almost at the head of the... The government there, I don't know what you want to call it.
Basically,
we didn't really emphasize too much on it. We didn't really, yeah. It's like, she's like
you
an advisor or something to the king or whatever.
The Supreme
you know?
But I think I want her to end up dying somehow.
Okay.
Like, I just think it would be...
It would be
a
good
emotion. Much more emotional
it would
impact and give a much more emotional drive to fight.
And it would add depth to Eli's character.
Yeah, it would add a lot of depth. We need to emphasize more the characters. We got to give the characters more depth in this part of the film because we didn't do that obviously in the first one. So I want to emphasize more on the characters and almost less on what's going around and more on the characters and like what the things going around them are taking a toll on their lives and their emotions.
I agree. So are you saying like the whole thing of the daughter is like a tragic redemption?
Yeah.
Like a Darth Vader thing?
Not a Darth Vader thing, but it'll just give a lot of emotional depth to the character of Eli to have.
These
jellyfish
fucking
with
suck.
And not just make him a fucking like robot, like just like as a lead, just not just make him as like the.
So not like
just not make him as the scenario, like the
grunt.
Yeah, like the just like the typical leader of the army, and like he's all like.
Don't make him a one-sided
character. Yeah, he's all tough and shit. Doesn't have emotions. He doesn't feel no emotions.
He's not Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, like have you guys ever heard of Bronson? The Tom Hardy movie about the British killer Charles Bronson.
No,
he plays him very well in that movie. That was actually the inspiration for Trevor, believe it or not, in GTA 5. How Tom Hardy played it was he had him like be a maniac psychopath, but he had a sense of humor about himself. He never took himself too seriously.
Those jelly beans fucking suck.
Yeah, I hate the green ones. If I want mint, I'll just freaking go.
But yeah, I thought it was mint. But yeah, that's a good idea, Joe. And,
we can definitely go for that.
And like I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, you know who could play the leader of the evil government?
Who?
Nick Claris.
Nick Claris could. He could. He could.
I feel like that's a perfect fit.
He could be a real good evil guy.
So my role in this is going to be more antagonistic.
Yes, actually,
okay. I get to be the bad guy. You know what? Normally, like
kind of like the Winter Soldier.
Okay, I can do that. Because normally, when I'm involved in movies, I try to stay behind the camera. Like, you guys remember Scott Lockjaw, right?
Yeah.
My crowd.
No, you were directing that.
Yeah, I don't think I did not appear in that at all.
No, you didn't.
Because I prefer to stay behind the camera and yell at George. Joe remembers.
Yes,
yeah.
We all remember. But,
yeah.
You know what? I have an idea for, to go along with Eli's daughter.
Are you comfortable with being in front of the camera, though?
I can handle it. I mean, if I'm playing a serious character...
Like, if you wanted to... I don't know. I'll get back to me later on that.
That's dead silence right there. But, no, I have an idea to go along with Eli's daughter. I think it would be a good idea. Like, obviously, then they don't know each other.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, she doesn't know him, but he knows her.
He knows she's there.
But, I want to have, like, the, you know in those movies where it's, like, movies similar to this where there's, like, a long-lost family member that doesn't seem to know, like, a member of the family? I want to have, like, I think it would be a good idea to have, like, some sort of, not a very strong one, but some sort of connection between Eli and his daughter. Like, they somehow cross paths multiple times, and she's
see,
like... That guy looks kind of familiar.
So you're talking like a Luke Darth
but
Vader sort of
Eli
thing?
Won't say anything?
No, Eli will keep his mouth shut, but like deep down inside she knows that like there's something...
Like Leia and Luke.
Like there's something familiar about him.
But he totally wants to tell her because he missed...
Yeah, no kids.
Yeah. And then every brief interaction they have, she seems to like be more and more aware that he might be like related.
I think what would be interesting... would be like a one-on-one interrogation kind of thing.
Yes! I was just thinking
that.
A
one-on-one interrogation like thing, like Eli somehow gets...
Look how fucking loud that guy.
Yeah, like Eli somehow gets captured and then she's the interrogator.
Yeah, she like interrogates
him, but
he still can't say
anything.
That's
a brilliant idea.
Because they know, because he knows they're watching.
And
he doesn't want to put her in danger somehow. But she ends up getting killed anyways.
And I want to feel like every brief interaction that the two have, she becomes more and more aware of like how important he actually is,
and
she
like,
starts to like
and she finally almost like realizes, and when she finally realizes, and when like he's done all he could to try and protect her, she ends up getting assassinated or killed somehow.
Like
accidentally. I think it should be an accident.
Yeah. So it has
like a bomb going off or something like that.
Yeah, so you never know who did it. Like the hunter in Bambi, you never actually see him.
No,
but he's the most powerful character, arguably.
But
yeah.
No, I think that with each interaction they have, and that as she becomes more aware that he is her father, I want to feel. I want the main villain, like the leader of the evil government. She starts, like, questioning, like, who he is, and he starts, like, lying to her to, like, keep the truth out about who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the one who kidnapped her.
Yeah, I think, I actually thought it was really funny. And, like, we gotta find some way to make ourselves, except for you, we gotta make for ourselves
older,
look older.
Practical effects.
Something like
makeup.
That. I want a beard. I want
nice.
Facial
okay.
hair.
We want
to get some. We got. You got to make because there's this. You can buy them online for like. You can buy like, interest like, good looking facial hair like that'll look real enough for like close ups. You can look it up maybe like $40-$50 on the internet.
Yeah,
we need a makeup.
We need a makeup person.
Guys, I think there's something we should bring up for this budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
That's
is
definitely
it?
An issue.
I don't
obviously we have to wait and see what our budget is when we have to keep budget.
Obviously
we
this
have
is
to
like
wait and see our budget is at the end of when we write the script. We also have to keep a budget in mind when we write the script.
Right.
Yeah.
Since we like
we have to keep everything possible.
Like in a, like so, something that we could do with a team a small team of people on a basic computer. Visual effects, After Effects, Adobe, something like that.
Basic stuff, any joke.
Yeah.
Do. No.
I feel like that was.
Even
I swear to God, that was not.
Even something Joe can't do, we're gonna have to get other people for it. But
Basically, we're saying any average Joe can do it, which means Joe's going to be Wilbur Burke.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to help out. Like,
no, I'm probably going to edit.
Yeah.
I feel like I have enough experience with editing that I'll take that responsibility.
Okay. So,
I can do whatever you
need. Does anybody else have any ideas for characters or adding on other kind of depth for any other, something like that?
How about a cat?
Let's not.
No.
Let's not involve animals in a war movie, please.
Well, after Riley from...
We're making a very cliche film here, so...
Oh. Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Hey, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean...
Everybody started, you started action, you started horror.
Spielberg started off with Duel, which is basically a movie about a random guy in a truck who fucks people up. And then he did Jaws.
Hobo with a Shotgun.
That was a fucking weird movie.
That was weird.
That was a
weird, I never saw
weird
it.
Movie.
It was weird. We should watch it, actually.
Yeah, I have it upstairs.
It's weird.
That's freaky.
Isn't
crazy.
It on Netflix?
I believe so, but
it's
I'm
so
trying to
get
Netflix.
Violent, though.
It's
got
Mickey.
It was made here,
Nova Scotia.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like a dystopian Nova Scotia. The last place I'd expect to be dystopian.
There's so many cringe-worthy parts in it.
Yeah. It's got a lot of
the lighting doesn't exactly help either.
The plague.
Oh,
it's not what you think it is.
No.
That was a fucking twisted movie. I mean,
what do you expect? It's a
Canadian low budget.
It's a Canadian low budget bloody.
It's got three guys from Trailer Park Boys in it.
What's it called?
Thriller.
No.
Cause this is Thriller.
Shut up.
It's come back to me later. I'll figure it out.
Okay, we're just gonna leave.
Come back to me later.
Technical difficulties.
Half an hour later, Joe's brain turns back on. I like cheese.
I
want blue.
This is
blue, please.
Okay. Blue, please.
What else we got?
Hmm.
We got depth on the character of Eli and the.
We have.
What should we do for should we explain the background of how the Soviet Union got back?
Yeah,
together.
We can have it
how that happened.
Yeah, probably. It'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, could that work?
Yeah, well, what they do at the beginning of one of my favorite movies, Argo, is that they have, a comic book style showing of, how Iran was before all this went down. How it got into the fucked up state the country was in. So we could probably try something like that.
That means we need a graphic designer, too.
Yeah.
I live with one.
Also, Nick.
We're friends with one as well. I live with one and we're friends
with
one.
We have two. So,
I can,
as long as they're willing to work with us.
It depends on whether or not Ryan wants to do that. I mean... It'd be something we can bring up around him.
Yeah, we'll see when this gets more developed.
You guys would probably have to talk to him about that. All three of us would probably have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, well, we're just in the very beginning stages right now, obviously, so...
Yeah. So when
are
we aiming
discuss...
to shoot this?
No idea.
No idea. Once we get the script done, which is going to be probably sometime in a couple of years.
Yeah, really.
So we're not getting it done this summer.
No.
No
way.
Obviously not.
But yeah, let's get a script going.
If we wanted to get it done this summer, I mean, I wouldn't be able to anyways, but...
Yeah.
But, this is going to be a couple years in the making. On again, off again.
I actually have a special word processor called Celtex that is perfect
yep.
for script.
Yep. I had to use it for school.
Yep, I use it if I ever have to write a script for anything, and it works perfectly.
Yeah, they introduced it to me in my production class first semester, and it's brilliant.
I know.
Hmm.
So I have experience with that, so I can try. I can write some of the script. I can be a co-writer.
Yeah, I have Celtics too, so
okay.
We
can Skype.
Yeah,
or get together.
Would
you guys want ice cream?
Yes.
Is that even a question?
Yeah. I'm on a diet. Give me chocolate.
Is there
okay.
Okay. Actually, one thing I have been thinking about is what should we name it? I don't want to name it.
2201.
I don't want to name it
22.
I don't want the title to really have anything to associate it with 2200. I don't want 2202. That just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. I think we should have to pick up a kind of, even if it the title comes after the actual original writing the script, then we'd have to find. I want a creative name. I don't want it to be. Oh, this sounds stupid. I wanted to. We gotta have a title. Hi, Thomas. We gotta have a gonna have a title that draws people in, you know, people that want to watch it.
Yeah, let's save that till the end.
It expos. Wow.
Really? Oh my fuck.
Yeah, there's chocolate downstairs as well. So.
Is there mint?
What is this?
No,
damn it! Mint chip is my favorite ice cream ever.
It's looks like shit.
This is dark chocolate though.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate feels so fat right now.
I feel like
so
I'm gonna gain all the
chocolate boner.
So random.
Oh, I have a big fucking cotton boner. Dude, I got a crunch bar in my pants.
Yeah, I went there.
So that happened.
Shut up.
Okay, ice cream break. Let's do this. What are we at right now?
Half an hour.
Okay, that's pretty good. I expected us to be longer.
Well, we're still going to be recording. Jesus.
This is hard! Fuck!
Oh, yeah, you touch it like that. But yeah, let's actually talk about games now while we're on ice cream break.
Yes!
Yo, games.
What have you guys been playing? I know you've been playing Borderlands.
Playing Borderlands.
Hell yeah.
I've been playing a lot of I got back into Skyrim. I've been playing... Actually, because just... Dead Space, the first one. Because
Origin realized they
sucks. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Deus Ex, the director's cut.
Oh, you actually did get that?
Deus Ex.
Nice.
Human Revolution.
Nice.
What else did I get?
I don't know. Yeah, but he got that $100 prepaid Visa, and he's like, "Dude, what should I get?"
Steam
and I looked it up, and Borderlands 1 Game of the Year Edition, $30 on Steam.
Oh, I also got, which I still haven't finished, Part 2 of Barrel at Sea.
Fuck, I haven't even finished Part 1.
And I got the Dishonored DLC, Knife of Dunwall, which is. Pretty freaking hard compared to the actual game. It is very. I found it a lot more difficult.
Ooh.
There's a lot more
chocolate.
There's a lot less places to hide, and there's a lot more people walking. There's a lot more. It's a lot harder to be stealthy.
Yeah. It's generally pretty hard to be stealthy.
Yeah. Me,
not the first one, not in the actual game. I found it pretty easy for in the actual Dishonored main game to be. There's a lot of different options. So
yeah, lately I've been playing a lot of stuff on PS3. I've quickly grown like.
I converted him.
Yeah. Well, see the thing I mentioned this several times before. I was never a fanboy for the Xbox. I just had one.
Yeah.
First.
Same with me and PS3.
You know, I was always fair between the two, but just. Xbox was my console of choice, mainly because it was the only one I had. But this past year, I got a PS3 and a bunch of games that I wanted to play, and holy fuck, I am loving it. I'm in love with Sony again.
Last of Us?
Last of Us.
Making their second one, eh?
Yeah.
Are they? No, that's not confirmed, is it?
Not confirmed.
There's a lot of controversy.
Well, they're porting it to PS4, and there's a bunch of people leaving Naughty Dog.
Yeah,
like every week they're like, someone's left Naughty Dog.
Dropping like fucking. So what? Do they get like a shitty new coffee or something?
I don't know.
You don't change the coffee on us, you bitch!
Wow.
Leaving!
Also, Joe, did you notice your teeth?
Yeah, your teeth are covered in chocolate right now. You look like you haven't brushed your teeth in 5 years.
You look like a British person.
Oh, that's racist. Wait, no, it's not.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, damn me, chap. I don't brush my teeth.
But anyway.
Shut up, winger.
But,
you bloody twat! My neighbors are probably going, what the fuck are you doing?
Close the window.
Fuck off.
But,
it's nice out.
Yeah, mostly, lately I've been playing a lot of Ratchet and Clank. Because, Ratchet. Because, like, it was one of my favorite, series on the PS2 when I was a kid. And I fell in love with it back then. And then when I got a PS3, I got all the new ones and fell in love with it all over again. It was...
It's like, oh.
It's like, my favorite PS3 game right now, and probably for a long time, will be A Crack in Time, because that game is brilliant. Anyways, shut up.
Now.
But, Riley, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a couple games, actually. In honor of Star Wars Week, and, Random Richard just got a new TV in his room.
It's a pretty badass TV.
It's literally right behind you. So,
yeah, it is.
I decided to bust out in honor of Star Wars Day. Well, May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th, and Revenge of the 6th, I guess.
There's a 6th.
Well, there is. So, the last couple days, I've been playing one of my old favorites, LEGO Star Wars 2.
That TV is badass.
Yeah, I literally spent hours on that game as a kid. I love that game so much.
I think anyone who's a gamer has that one game they play as a kid that they never get tired of.
TMNT.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
on the
movie
GameCube.
One. The movie one.
Yep.
For, like, the 2007 animated. That was actually a pretty great game.
Yeah. Actually,
it was on TV the other day.
Was it?
It was.
I've never actually seen it.
Are you talking the animated one from a couple
years
ago?
I haven't actually seen it, but the game was pretty fucking great.
It was.
You know what other movie tie-in game is actually surprisingly good?
Wolverine?
The Wolverine game.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you actually played the Wolverine game?
No, but I had an X-Men game for the GameCube, and it was freaking hard.
But yeah, Jesus.
Sorry.
Calm down.
Don't spoon in my mouth, then I had to cough.
Don't deep throat it.
But, shut up. But X-Men Origins Wolverine, the game, is actually really freaking good. Because, it stays true to Wolverine's character. It's really gory. It's really fucking gory.
Good.
And,
none of that pussy flash.
Basically, the game, it's like a 3D action beat-em-up game. But you're playing as Wolverine, so you're slicing dudes up with your claws, and there's gore everywhere. And that's what's awesome about it. It doesn't censor itself.
It doesn't be like, you know, it's okay, he's just got a flesh wound. No, this guy's got a fucking...
No, he tears limbs off, and there's blood spouting everywhere.
It's like in Skyrim. It's like, oh, you know, I got an ice spike, I got an arrow in my head, but I'm fine.
You mentioned
I can go on.
It's like, guys, I got this.
That's why I like mods that fix that.
Oh, dude, have you seen the auto-tuned bear mod?
Silence.
No.
Yes.
Because my sister just recently started modding Skyrim on her PC. There's one mod where all the bears, they start singing in auto-tune when you fight them. So they're like... So, like, you go up to a bear, and you, like, slice him with your sword, and you're like, ow, that motherfucking hurt, and it's in, like, auto-tune.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he fights back, and he's like, claws, motherfucker, and it's auto-tune.
Surprise, motherfucker. It's like that gun from...
Oh, it's like T-Pain bears.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's like that gun from Borderlands that goes, reloading! Have you guys heard of that?
No.
I saw a video of it on YouTube. It was a gun that, when you reload it, it literally goes, reloading!
Sean! Sorry, I had a
minute. Shut up, Joe.
Heavy Rain!
Heavy Rain, the Sean glitch.
Well, by the way, Heavy Rain, great game.
Sean!
Shit!
No, his freaking face is the best.
Sean!
Am I the only one who
Sean!
Good, I'm not the only one who found that part
Sean!
Hilarious.
No, there's a... Have you seen the video? There's a glitch where,
like, I remember that part of the game, but, like...
Yeah, there's a... At the very end of the game, when you... Spoilers for Heavy Rain. When you take Sean out of the, grate, and he's, like, dead in your arms, there's a glitch where, the one part of the game where you, like, hit the button and you yell out his name, during that scene, where it's, like, the melodramatic piano music and, like, the slow camera pan, and he's, like, holding his supposed dead son in his arms, and he's,
it's
like...
just like, Sean! It's freaking hilarious!
And then that carries on throughout the rest of Ethan's scenes.
It's just
like he's talking to Scott Shelby, and they're like having their face down, and he's like, "You're never gonna get Sean."
Oh, that's such a mood killer.
It ruins the end of the game.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's like the part of the game where it's like supposed to be 100% serious and fucking ruined.
Don't you just love these kind of things?
Yeah, glitches are fun.
But other than that, what else have I been playing lately? Getting back into Assassin's Creed 4.
Sean!
Assassin's Creed what?
Assassin's Creed 4.
By the way, I'm just going to say this. For the missions when you unlock the diving bell, fuck that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because there are sharks. There are sharks. There are lots of sharks, and they will see you very fast, and they are a lot of sharks, if I didn't mention that already.
Oh, you did.
Black Flag, right?
Yeah, Black Flag.
Okay.
You want sharks? Play Far Cry 3.
I've only played up to Brotherhood, so whatever.
You want sharks? Play GTA 5. Go up to the water.
No, you want sharks? Play Jaws Unleashed.
Which I have, and that's an awesome game.
You do have. Where is it?
Right
there. It is.
That is like the perfect GTA shark game. You play as the shark, and you just fuck shit. up.
People say it was awful, and it was so awesome.
Fuck off. I loved that game as a kid. I loved that game.
Yeah, you want sharks? Play Far Cry 3. You literally dive into the water and wrestle sharks, and then you skin them for material.
So, Bear Grylls, what are you going to do about this?
You did that, right?
Do what?
You skinned a shark in Far Cry?
Didn't you do that?
Yeah,
you do that in the Dominican?
No. I wish. No, yeah. Far Cry 3. Totally forgot about that. It's been a while because I finished the whole game. Cry 3 freaking blew me away.
Yeah. I have all the Far Cry games now.
It's like one of the most like emotionally immersive games I've ever played.
Yeah. I posted that photo last night. And I was like, remember? I took a bunch of,
yeah. Yeah, you put a bunch of.
Do they have Far Cry 6?
You get Far Cry 6.
Shut up. But like, I posted a picture because I was like, hey, these are like my favorite games of like the last generation. And in the caption, I put, like, a fantastic open world game with amazing visuals, fun gameplay, and a gripping story that shows how people change over time. And this fuck with Far Cry 6!
Joe, I fucking miss you, bud.
Did you get Far Cry 6? No, Joe!
Far Cry. I think these two are broken.
Sir, we do not have Far Cry 6. Shut up.
Oh, okay, Riley.
I have to visit you guys at the university.
This is every day for us at the U. This is every day.
How do you guys get shit done?
We don't!
Oh my god, thought I didn't get shit done.
The neighbors and your parents are gonna hate us.
No, my parents aren't here.
Oh, yeah, they left. Well, the neighbors are gonna hate us.
It's okay, they already hate my parents anyways.
Oh my god.
So do you guys want
to
do the ice challenge?
No, we don't want to do the ice challenge.
I do. You guys want to record me doing it?
I think Ubisoft should just come out with
Far Cry 6.
Just come out with Far Cry 6. Just don't even come out with 4 or 5. Just come out with Far Cry 6.
No, speaking of that, there's rumors that they're going to announce Far Cry 4 at E3 this year.
It's going to be from the Alps.
What?
You can ride elephants.
Holy shit!
Okay. So we're going to be in the Alps.
Oh, wow.
In the Himalayas, not the Alps.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck is going
on? It's weird. It seems every other Far Cry game is like in a different environment. Far Cry 1!
Alps is like, yodeling.
It's like, it seems every other Far Cry game is in a different location. It's like Far Cry 1, Tropical Island. Far Cry 2, Africa. Far Cry 3, Tropical Island. Far Cry 4, the Alps. Far Cry 5, Tropical Island. Far Cry 6, we don't talk about that.
Do you have Far Cry 6? We don't have Far Cry 6.
Do you have Far Cry? Which Far Cry? You know what Far Cry. Oh god, where do we even find that?
I don't know.
I think Boris found it.
Yeah,
it's gone forever.
Was it a video or was it a
picture? No, it was a post on some site somewhere.
Riley, do you have internet?
No, we actually use typewriters.
Wow,
what is this? The Village?
Where is my horse carriage?
You must get on my horse.
Yeah, we got internet.
Shut up, woman, get on my horse.
Oh, you
shut up, woman, get in the kitchen.
You trying to get on?
I haven't tried yet, no.
Dude, just use this. I don't want to run upstairs and get the Wi-Fi password.
Okay. How about you shut the fuck up?
It's a Wi-Fi password, not the password to Fort Knox. Okay, so, what's up?
Fort Knox.
Look up Far Cry 6.
Look at Far Cry 6, see what comes up.
Six. That one. That one.
Okay, let's see what Imgur does. Oh, it's a fucking 4chan.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Calls. The guy answers. Please tell me you're not carrying... Please tell me you're not calling for Far Cry 6. No, I'm calling for Battletoads. They don't have that game. Will there be anything else? Well, I guess you can give me Far Cry 7. Curses me out, hangs up.
Motherfucking win.
It's like, I call. Look, if you're looking for Far Cry 6, it's not real, so quit calling us. What? No, I was looking for an older game. I'm sorry, what game are you looking for? Battletoads. Who may I ask is calling? Jon Snow!
You know nothing!
Oh, man. Okay. Call GameStop. How can I help you? I was wondering, do you guys have Far Cry 6? No. I wanted to know if you guys let people pre-order the upcoming consoles through the phone. Oh, sorry. Never mind. What console are you looking to pre-order? I'm a bit indecisive, so I wanted to ask you guys about which would be a better fit between PS4 and Xbox One. All right. Well, if you plan to browse a lot of media through your console, I'd easily recommend Xbox One. But no. If that's the case, I'll go with PS4. I need all the emphasis on gaming. Those graphics on Far Cry 6.
I apologize to anybody who's using headphones.
Yeah, that's I'm sorry.
Far Cry 6.
Yeah, the graphics of Far Cry 6.
Just call. Hold on, I wanted to see if you have an older Wii game that's pretty hard to find. Let's see. Waits for a few seconds. Alright, do you know the name of the game? I'm not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure it came with a Wii strap and had some sort of green guys on it. You mean Wii Nunchuck? We have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No, I'm thinking it was Battle Cry or something like that. I don't think there's Battle Cry for Wii. Can you search for Far Toads?
Okay.
Oh my fucking,
I got this next one.
Oh my fucking god.
Hello, this is GameStop. Hi. Please tell me you are calling about Far Cry 6. What? No, I haven't even played the first. Okay, what can I do to help you? I'm looking for a specific game. It may not be in your library. Alright, sir, I'll see what I can do to help you. Yeah, you remember the game Battletoads? Yes, I do. Well, I want Far Cry 6 instead. You talked me into it. Sure thing, I need your Skype username in order to help you. Okay, the username is... Jon Snow. Click!
Fucking
Far Cry 6.
Oh, I love 4chan sometimes.
Okay. Thanks for calling GameStop. How can I help you? Hi, I was calling about Bioshock, and I got a question. Yeah, what's the question? Would you happen to have Bioshock Far Cry 6? Bioshock Far Cry 6? Really? Are you fucking kidding? Hands up.
GameStop.
Motherfucker.
GameStop. Yeah, I'm looking for a used copy of Dark Souls for the 360. Hold on. Yeah, we got that here. 1999. Thanks too much. Do you have Far Cry 6?
That's too much.
I can't keep...
That's too much. Do you have Far Cry 6? Oh, Jesus. Okay.
It's just funny because, you know, as a person you're working at GameStop, you have to answer the calls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You can't just ignore it.
Okay. Dude, do you want to troll a guy later?
Hello, GameStop. Yeah, I need me some help. I wanted to know if you have a game in stock. What game? That new Diablo game. Oh, Diablo 3. No, I don't think that's it. It's like Diablo Far Cry 6.
Idiots! Okay,
can I do the last one?
Yes.
Hello, this is GameStop. Yes, do you guys have Halo 4? Yes, we do. Halo 4, Battletoads? No. Well, do you have Far Cry? Which Far Cry?
I think you know which Far Cry.
There's more.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Oh.
This is GameStop. What can I do for you today? Hi, what games are coming out this year? For what system? PS2. Yeah, I mean, new games don't really come out for the PS2 anymore. I see. I make him explain a fuck ton of features of the Wii U. I don't know, man. I think I'll just come in and get Far Cry 6 tomorrow. Loud slamming noise. Phone falls off desk. Still on the line.
Hello?
Okay. Okay. Before you say anything, I'm not calling about Far Cry 6. The other guy hung up on me for no reason. Really? Yes, really. What can I help you with then? Battletoads? What's Battletoads? I'm looking for Crysis. What platform? PS3. I want Crysis 1 and 2. Maybe that's taking a little too far. Crysis 1 should be fine. Wait. Far Crysis. I think that sounds so familiar. Is that a game? Far Crysis.
Click.
We're idiots.
We are.
We're idiots.
Okay. Call.
Far Crysis?
There's no Far Cry 6 here. Please stop being so immature. What the hell? What the fuck is Far Cry 6? What kind of service is this? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're just getting a lot of prank calls tonight, and it's getting to me. How may I help you? My little brother just got a 3DS, and I'm thinking about getting him Nintendogs. Yeah. Start playing Weeping Sound Effect at three-quarter of the volume at that YouTube video that doesn't work. Hello? Yeah, so what about Nintendogs? Sorry, sir. I can't hear you very well. Turn down volume. You can hear that? Oh, I'm sorry. That was my little brother. We thought we were far from his crying. He's 6.
Wow. Well, okay.
Okay, I think that guy would just eventually blow up the phone.
I call. Ask him if the Xbox One still doesn't let you play his games. He says, I think they rolled that back. I go, great, my friend, he has been talking about this really good game coming out. What game? Far Cry 6. A lot of people have been talking about it. Oh, jeez.
You think he traced the calls after a while?
don't think they do that at the GameStop.
I started as soon as the rating stopped. Far Cry 6, motherfucker, you better believe!
it's Far Cry 6, motherfucker, you better believe! Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Did Far Cry 6 just come out?
Click that one!
Hold on, I just want to see if there's anything...
Far Cry 6. Far Cry 6. Yeah, I want Far Cry 6
now. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is it the same thing? Yeah. Far Cry 6, motherfucker, you better believe! Far Cry 6! Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, are we still recording?
Yes.
Are we?
We recorded that.
Oh my god. Shit! We're at 48 minutes. Nobody's gonna watch this.
Dude, this is probably the best episode we've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, the show is called Bearded Banter. This is a lot of banter.
This is quite banter.
This is bearded us not shutting the fuck up banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you guys want to get... Hey, Ry.
Hi.
Want to do a movie with us?
When he comes out, ask him. Say, hey, Ryan. Come on. Yo, you do it when he comes out, okay?
He walked away. Like a broke chain.
Yeah, you did. Oh, I haven't left the list. Save him Schindler's List. I think you broke Shay's lung.
Oh man, this is like freaking McDonald's that one day.
Wait, what?
You asshole.
What happened at McDonald's? Oh.
What did happen at McDonald's, Shane?
Mighty fine burger you got there. You know what would go great with the burger? Some dick!
just go to the guy at the checkout counter and say that.
Dude, that was after I had a McFlurry. I felt like I was gonna throw up.
Yeah. No! I forget, what were
you
we
weak
about?
Ass!
How did that come up? When we were talking about the burger and Stephanie said something. And it was like, well, you know, what would, you know, you're like, you'd be like going home. It's like the 1950s, kind of like Leave It to Beaver kind of family. And you're just like your wife's outside for some reason cooking on the grill because women do that in the 1950s.
No, they did.
And like, there's this cute little music is playing, like the one at the beginning of
cute little 50s
I Dream of
Jeannie music.
No, not I Dream of Jeannie. The fucking music. That's going on Saints Row 4 when you're in the simulation.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that shit.
That kind of music, yeah.
Leave it to the Saints!
That's kind of, yeah, that kind of thing. And that's playing, and like you're just like, hey, honey. She's like, hi, how's your day at work? Oh, it was fine. What you cooking there? Well, those look like some mighty fine burgers. But you know what would go better with those mighty delicious burgers? Some dick!
I want to go back to the 1950s.
No, just his fucking... The day that happened, just his fucking face when he said that was flawless.
Joe?
He was like, I broke down.
In the middle of McDonald's.
Oh, and it's funny because then a cop...
Oh, look, I was digging in here.
Oh, it's...
That's
funny.
Probably mine.
It's funny because a cop showed up, and he was like sitting across from us, and then I gave Joe my... Because I bought a drink, and I gave Joe my cup to refill so he could get a free drink. And I look over, and there's a cop. It's like, shit, we just committed a felony.
Joe, stealing soft drinks. It's not like the first time I've done this, but this is the only time I'm nervous.
Like, it's the most legal thing you've done.
Shit. Jesus.
I mean, I stole cigarettes from a corner store once, but this is not nearly as bad as me stealing drinks at McDonald's.
I remember... It was a grade 8, and in Niagara Falls, we went on Niagara Falls as a grad trip, right? And the teachers, like, the whole 2 weeks before their trip, they were, like, pounding into us how, you know, if you steal, if you commit a felony, if you do shit on the Man of the Mist, the American Border Guards will fuck you up. They didn't literally say that, but it was something like that. So, I was in the store at Ripley's Believe It or Not. I was checking out a lollipop. I put it down. I'm walking out of the store. Totally stole it. Totally forgot I had it with me. So I stole a lollipop from a Ripley's Believe
It
or Not store.
So it wasn't consciously there. You just sort of accidentally walked out with it.
Yeah, and I was going, oh, shit, 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 shit. Go, 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 go. I'm looking behind my shoulder.
It's like there's this one YouTuber I follow.
Well, at that point, you might as well just take it.
I did.
Going back to the store and just putting it back.
One...
Like, ha, ha, ha,
I
my
did,
bad.
I, it was delicious.
There's one YouTuber I follow, and during one Let's Play, he had a story where when he was little, For some reason, you know when you're a kid, you want those things that you have, like, no use for, but you're like, I want this!
Yeah.
And he's like, he got this chapstick, and he's like, I want this chapstick! He's like, Mama, can I get this chapstick? He's like, no, he can't get the chapstick. So he puts it back, and then after his mom turns away, he stole it. And then they went to a restaurant the other day. They went to a restaurant a little after that, and then he faked that he found it under the chair at the restaurant. He's like, look what I found! It's that thing that I wanted! And his mom looked at him, he's like, you fucking suck.
Yeah, you fucking stole that, didn't you?
He's like, oh, you little son of a bitch.
You know what they do to little kids in jail? They get...
Dick!
I think we're taking it far there.
Some mighty fine burgers you got there. You know, go great with some all-beef burgers. Some all-beef dick!
I love all beef dick.
Okay. All right.
I think that's
so. Beef banter.
I think at that note.
2013 is officially the year Random Richard lost his fucking mind.
It's 2014.
Yeah, I know. I lost my mind last year.
Good.
It was last year. You did.
I think we should go. I think we should go at least another 5 minutes till an hour. So let's just be fucking idiots.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like we haven't been for, like, the second half of this. Shame. Remember when we were brainstorming for our movie?
Yeah, are we gonna get back to that?
Dude, you got...
Dude,
you got Far Cry 6?
Guys, you want a prank call GameStop?
Yes.
I actually...
Please! That would be the perfect way to end this.
Okay, I am looking up GameStop's number for, Devonshire?
Devonshire.
Okay, okay,
why
sure.
Why does that have to be Devonshire? It could be Townsend.
Yeah, I'm looking for,
I know, dude, you should totally go to the one
hold
Chelsea up. Mall, because I know the old fat guy was working there today.
Whoa.
Jesus!
That was the window.
Sure it was.
Not like everybody melted in my house, and I just slammed doors for no reason.
With
okay,
the
so...
Way.
Joe, Tecumseh Mall?
Tecumseh Mall.
Okay, so... Tecumseh.
And then I have to wash my hands and my face, because I got ice cream all over me.
Yeah, you look like just...
You look like you just blew fat over.
Oh, what the fuck?
Good.
No!
Hey!
I'll come in your mouth!
Ryan's probably listening. I was thinking, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yep.
Oh,
you
didn't get to
ask me. You liking that chocolate pudding, pal?
Okay, so...
Okay.
Oh, that's not fucking helpful.
Okay, so who wants to... I think you should do it.
Why me?
Because I don't want to be guilty.
You're going to want to sit...
I don't want to do it. Riley, you do it.
No, I ain't doing it.
Great, now we're all too chicken to do it.
Hi,
I'm looking for a... I'm looking for an old game they might have, and... I'm looking for a Far Cry.
I'm not even sure we could do this, because I know as soon as I say something about Far Cry 6, Shane's going to break.
Okay.
You're not... You know what? You're not wrong. I'm just going to say that.
I think this is the...
509-250-31085.
Should we really have said that out loud?
Who cares?
Damn it!
Okay, we'll just replace it with a cat meowing. Where's my phone?
That's
my iPod.
That's
okay, so...
I think you were sitting on it. Oh, it's right there.
You're
gone. It's on the
shelf. Oh. Okay, so... Who wants to do the honors? Not me.
Shane, you're in.
I don't want to do it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Not it!
Joe?
Why?
Because we clearly follow the not it method... Oh, I got a call. The not it methodology for making decisions.
Which means you lose.
Okay, so...
If you want us to leave, we can leave.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it while you're not in here.
Okay, so, are you going to do it, or do you want to do it?
Well, now that we said the number, I don't think it's a good idea now.
Why? Who cares?
They're not going to look it up.
It's some random store in some random part of some random country.
Shit,
random country.
I think you'd be better off...
Just text them.
No! I think you'd be better off doing this.
I don't want to do it, actually.
Okay, how about I dial, and one of you do it?
No, because no one will do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think I got a better way to end this episode.
That was barely even audible.
Yeah, never mind.
Nothing happened. What did you
do? I thought I had to fart, and then
you probably shit yourself.
So, well, that didn't happen. We didn't end up ending. We didn't end up doing. We didn't do that.
I know the perfect.
We're all too big.
I know the perfect name for this episode. We're all a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. Okay. Five.
No, don't do it.
Well, no. Riley's gonna do it.
Nah, Riley's gonna do it. I'm out of here. Then. See you guys.
See ya.
Let me know how it goes. Has that happened yet?
Hey, this is Devonshire. Do you guys happen to have a... I'm looking for a game for PS3. Do you happen to have Far Cry 6? 6? It's a... Yeah, but number 6 just came out. Oh. Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
That was so uneventful.
Terrible.
That was awful.
Well, what do you expect? We're not like professional prank callers.
I heard about this game that just came out. It's called Far Cry 6. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that didn't come out yet. I was like, oh, wait, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, well, on that uneventful note.
How about I call the other one?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, does somebody else want to do it, though?
Not really, no.
Oh, you fucking nitwits. Okay, damn it. There's probably going to be a lot of dumb noise in this. Okay, the game stopped for Cumsey Mall. You guys, he's not going to do it.
You know what you should do? You should just call a random-ass store and ask for Far Cry 6. Joe likes the idea.
Okay, should we call Krusty's?
No, come on. He's too cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike's awesome. Shout out to Krusty's Pizza. Best pizza in Windsor.
Right. Just call Home Hardware and ask for Far Cry 6.
Yes. Oh, no, wait. Should there be like a... okay, what's the weirdest thing you guys could think of that I could ask from Home Hardware? Or Home Depot?
Ask
Home
for
Hardware?
Far Cry 6. But be like... Hey, what's up? Do you have Far Cry 6? It's like, wait, what's Far Cry 6? Oh, there's a new game that came out? No, this is Home Hardware.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Do you have Far Cry 6? I don't believe you.
No, but,
It's like, this is a Home Hardware. I don't believe you. No, I want Far Cry 6.
No, Riley was like, think of the most random thing you could ask for at Home Hardware. And all I could think of was like, Far Cry 6. Yes, you have, Do you have adhesive remover? It's something that I can use to I did this thing. I tried to lace my penis with a razor blade, stick it into an orifice, and spin. That's all I could think of.
I am not doing that with the straight face. Okay, do you guys want me to cut off the video? We can do another prank call video.
Stick it in an orifice and spin.
Oh, Christ.
Wait.
I want to reserve a table. I need space for, do you have enough space for 400 babies? Hello? Yes.
Wait, I can call...
Hello?
Yes. Wait, I can call a certain club. I'm not going to tell their name because that kind of reveals where we are, but like... How about
this episode? Know where we are.
This episode has just gone downhill.
Yeah, we were real professional at first.
See, we were working on a movie idea, and then we started talking about games for a bit, and then Far Cry 6.
And then Far Cry 6, it went down from there.
Yeah. How about okay?
Far Cry 6 is our downfall.
Okay, so.
Fucking Far Cry.
Okay, 6. So Shane, because you did it so well, me and Joe leave the room, and you do it.
Oh fuck! But it's not—it's not even mine. It's technically plagiarism.
Who cares? They're not gonna know.
Damn.
Come on.
You know what we could do though?
Lace my penis with razor blades.
Yeah, we'll save that for another.
And spin.
We'll save that for another day.
We could do that.
Hi. Hi. Is your refrigerator running?
Oh,
that's one of my favorites. Which reminds me of a story.
can't do this without laughing.
Meet George Beard and Harold Hutchins.
Oh, Jesus. You're doing that. Okay, I'm looking up Home Hardware. Nah, fuck Home Hardware. Home Depot.
Watch them just hang up as soon as they hear. You're not even going to be able to tell the rest of the story. They're just gonna...
No, I can't do it. I just know I'm going to break down.
Okay, Joe, you're an actor. You... which one? Do you want the one on Tecumseh or one on...
Hutchins and George Beard.
The one on Cabana.
George Beard.
And that's it, I'm done. That's all I know.
That's a lot of nuts! But it's nothing compared to Wilson's Nut House! We got nuts for every single cell in your body, that's right! We got almonds! Almonds!
Why don't we just forget about this? We could just watch videos.
Yeah, we could just watch videos on Resident Bay.
Let's just not do this. This is not fun.
Yeah.
So do you guys
want to... We are terrible prank callers.
Yeah, do you guys want to cut off the video now? Because
yeah.
we're going on...
Yeah, I think we're good
an
here.
An hour and...
3 minutes.
Four minutes.
Cut off. Just don't even go back. Let's just say bye now and edit that in. To
Far Cry 6, bye it now.
After Far Cry 6.
Far Cry 6, bye it now.
You know what's bullshit? When people just stop their videos randomly and mid-sent...
That's the record button.
Fuck me.
Well, that's it for this episode.